All right, a couple of ridiculous sporting events. I guess they're competitions, I guess. So we'll put them under the under the category of sports. Every year around this time, I talk about this event because I make a point to watch it, and this happened during our vacation. And I only really watched the pre-competition because the competition itself is really hard to watch. It's really violent, and it's just downright gross. And that is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, Coney Island, that they have every 4th of July. And I look forward to it every year just to see the intros of George Shea. We've played those through the years. He's way over the top, and he is basically a carnival barker as he tries to hype up the event. And it is pretty amazing as he goes through the different competitors and how they, I guess, qualified to be there, whether they ate 37 enchiladas or 56 apple fritters or whatever their deal is, how they got there. But nobody can eat hot dogs like Joey Chestnut. And I don't know if you realize this, Junior, you're out of the country. Joey Chestnut won again.
His, no surprise.
His 12th title, his 4th straight. He did not set the record, which he earned last year with 74 hot dogs, but he got to 71. And at one point he was on pace. It looked like he may do it, that he may go past 74. But I didn't, again, I wasn't watching hot dog by hot dog. It's gross. I don't know how much time you've actually spent watching this. I just watched for the George Shea intros and then kind of go do something else for about 5 minutes and then tune back in to see how much Joey Chestnut won by and then see the post-game interview. But it's gross. It's really hard to watch the way they separate the hot dog from the bun and just... Isn't the hot dog like one of the most dangerous things to eat, they say? You know, yep. When you have kids, they always say, oh, be very careful about hot dogs. Make sure you cut them up the right way. And how those guys don't choke. And I've watched this, I don't know, every year for at least the last 5 or 6 years, and I've never heard a story about choking or never seen that factor in. It looks like sometimes they gag a little bit. But I guess the way those guys eat it, the way they just shove it down their throat, they never come close to choking. But it's gross.
I wonder how much they chew.
There's different techniques, I guess. It looks like they separate the hot dog from the bun, and then it's like bite, 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 and then they just shove it. So sometimes I think it's, you know, bits and pieces of the hot dog. Sometimes I think it's maybe just half the hot dog that's going down whole down their throat. And so I don't know how they do it. It's nasty, though.
Can you imagine their poor toilets for the next 48 hours?
No. So gross.
No, I can't.
And they got to be upping their chances of colorectal cancer.
Yes.
All that processed meat.
Yeah, so you wonder how much longer Joey Chestnut's going to. He's 35 now. And it's not as if he's, you know, 400 pounds. If you just saw him walking down the street, you'd think that's a normal-looking guy.
He's such a Sopranos character sounding name.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
Who's the 98-pound chick, the Black Widow that wins everything? Or is that that's a billiards player, I think.
The Black Widow.
No,
yeah.
You're right. There is.
They have a female competition too.
Yeah, and she's like 98 pounds.
Yeah.
I thought she competes with the guys though.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah.
This year, what I could gather, there was separate competition. The men were separated from the women, weren't they, Sean? I do believe. I think
they have a different mustard belt for the women. It's pink.
The mustard belt. Yeah, so the day after National Hot Dog Day, I thought we'd give props to Joey Chestnut, who does it again. And, yeah, okay. I did tune in again. And you talk about Idiocracy.
You're right, Craig. She is the Black Widow.
Yeah,
Sonya Thomas. Okay.
Sonya Thomas, she's one of the... She's the leader of the Four Horsemen of the Esophagus.
I bet George Shea came up with that. He's the one who hypes this whole thing.
She became the first champion of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest for women.
It says she regularly defeats men 4 to 5 times her size.
Mm-hmm.
So she does compete against them.
Okay.
In
well, in this one, she didn't. They had a separate category for her.
How did I know her nickname?
Because
like I never watched that stuff other than like 10 seconds of highlights on SportsCenter.
You probably saw that one time and it stuck with you.
You didn't watch the 30 for 30 they put out on Joey Chestnut and
No, I meant to, I still need to watch that.
It's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. You know?
On July 4th of 2011, Thomas became the first, this is the woman, Sonia Thomas, first champion of Nathan's hot dog eating contest for women, eating 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes and earned the inaugural pink Pepto-Bismol belt.
Well, that's what they called it back then, huh?
Yes. Great sponsorship tie-in.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But, man, you do talk about Idiocracy, and this is certainly it. And, I'm right there with it. I'm tuning in to watch just to hear the ridiculous intros and see who's competing. But, I mean, there has to be 20,000 people there. It's a full block of people, and everyone's wearing hot dog hats. It's... You think we're getting close to the end? This is, I think, proof that we're getting pretty close to the end. We can draw over 20,000. It's carried on national television live.
Yes.
And it's not
out. You put that up, and then you put something on C-SPAN next to it, a very important vote going on in the House.
We'll watch hot dogs.
Yes, we'll watch hot dog eating.
But
absolutely.
As soon as hot dog's over, you got the National Cornhole Championship.
Yeah, I did notice that, too. We rolled right into Cornhole Championship on the 4th of July, right after the hot dog eating contest.
Freedom.
Wow, check this out. So I just looked up best female billiards player, and...
She's also the Black Widow.
She's also the Black Widow.
So we're not being very original. If someone's really good and they're a female, we just got to call her the Black Widow.
Right. Because isn't the Black Widow's story that it consumes the males?
Ah, okay. Right. Yeah.
This is Jeanette Lee. She's the Black Widow, and she battles Allison Fisher, who's known as the Duchess of Doom.
That's overwritten, too.
Sonia Thomas, the Black Widow of eating, says she out-ate Randy Thomas, a pro football player noted for his appetite, consumed 6.5 pounds of shrimp in 10 minutes to his 1.5 pounds of shrimp in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, repeat that. How many pounds?
She ate 6.5 pounds of shrimp in 10 minutes.
Man.
And he could only choke down 1.5 during that time.
Okay, and she's 98 pounds, and mm-hmm. she's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So do you date her knowing what her life is going to be like for the 48 hours after eating 6.5 pounds of shrimp in 10 minutes?
No. And there's no telling what the bill on Friday night's going to be, too. She may be in training, and she may go through right. 15 entrees. So
obviously, I can still be thin and train doing that stuff. I think in the training, they must throw it all back up or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or they can't go... Like Joey Chestnut doesn't try to eat 71 when he's training. He just works on technique. But he's got to stretch out his stomach, though.
He'll eat a bunch when he's training. The 30 for 30 showed his whole training bit. How he'll just...
Yeah,
like,
I need to watch that.
He'll, like, put a mouthpiece in and, like, work the jaw and neck muscles.
Wow.
He'll, like, suck in a bunch of air to expand his gut. It's crazy.
Sonia holds over 25 eating records in over 25 eating competitions. In December of 2008, she set the world record for fruitcake eaten in 10 minutes.
Fruitcake.
That sounds nasty, too.
Lindsay has a funny idea, our longtime loyal P1. He says they should change the rules. Instead of buns and meat in the hot dog contest, make the hot dogs loaded with chili, cheese, onions, relish, and other items.
Oh my God.
Let's see how many can be eaten in a given time frame.
they would still eat a sick amount of it.
You know
it
what?
It would
mess?
Be 71, but oh my gosh.
They'd have chili everywhere.
Yeah. I could watch that for sure. All right. So it wasn't a world record, but it was another big win for Joey Chestnut. And you mentioned what happens on the toilet afterwards. We do have a new official record that involves a toilet that we'll talk about next.